The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Who's your Valentine? Let's talk about it. Oh my gosh. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Wednesday is upon us. My name is Dana Cortez. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
Dana is my Valentine. DJ Automatic.
Yo, what up? Anthony A. Repping team self-love gang.
I love that you said that though, Automatic, because I buy everyone and our whole familia Valentine's Day gifts. My daughters, you, they always expect it. And the other day I found one of the cards I gave you just thrown in the back of a drawer.
How very
my little heart.
It was saved there. I put it in that very spot.
No, let me tell you something else. Anthony, we're moving, and there's a big stuffed bear with a heart that says, I love you so much. I gave that to Otto about four Valentines ago, and he says, whose stupid bear is this? I said, It's your stupid bear.
Dana, don't get your husband a stuffed bear. He doesn't want it.
My job as one of your close friends is to keep it very honest with you, and that's a dumb gift to give a guy.
No, it's not. It's a big, snuggly brown.
What are you going to do with it?
You can snuggle it.
Okay.
Snuggle that bear, boy.
You would think less of me as a man if you walk in and I was snuggling that bear.
You was all little spooned up with the stuffed bear.
That's weird.
I think it's cute. And I don't know why you don't love it. The fact that you asked me whose it was like, it's like a knife to my heart.
That's also like the most Latina thing ever to buy, dog. Did you get it from like off the corner of a store?
I got it at Walgreens.
Yeah. Shout out Walgreens.
Saving many Valentine's Day.
As a man who's dated a lot of women, but also never been above like middle class ever in my life, I've had to write a lot of cards. I've delivered a lot of cards. Cards, guys, homies.
Yeah.
If you got to do it, last minute Hail Mary.
Dude, elementary school card.
Oh my God.
That was the most important card.
Talk about it, Automatic.
You know, you went from box to box, but you always had to save that special card for that special girl.
I know that's right. You got to save the big card.
Shout out Jackie B. She always got my special card.
I never got a special card.
Anthony,
really? Yeah.
And that led to a life of having to tell jokes. And I wish I had a joke for the moment. This is just a sad fact.
Now it's just a sad fact. You are a lonely Valentine-less day child.
Oh, God.
And now an adult.
You know what? Where's that bear? Give me that bear. Let me go get that bear.
Bring Anthony the bear.
Give me that big stuff.
He can dry up it tonight. National Day, Anthony A.
It's Ash Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
It's the start of Lent. It's the start of Lent, and I will not be participating in any fornication for the next couple days.
Why? We're married. Automatic and I. Otto said tonight our pillow's going to have that little cross on it. And now we all
look
know.
Like 21 Savage.
Hey, yo.
That's enough, people. We're a family show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going to go back to 2012 when David Krupa, fresh out of a divorce, he thought he met the love of his life, didn't work out, had a couple of kids with her, still good relationship, moved on. A year later, he decided to join Plenty of Fish.
Oh,
yeah. We're going back. You know?
That's a dating app, right?
Yeah. Yep. And he met Shauna Liz Goyler. Now, they hit it off right away. And he made it clear to Liz, she goes by Liz, I don't want to be in a relationship. And she was like, that's good with me because I don't want to either. Now, he's a mechanic. And one day, a woman came in for an oil change. And he says that this woman was way out of his league. Beautiful, smart. Her name was Carrie Farver. Single mom. Had her child Max early. Anyway, the reason he found all of this out is one night he's on Plenty of Fish. And guess who's on there? Carrie.
Okay.
So he hits her up and says, hey, I know who you are. She says, I know who you are too. I remember you. They go out on a date. He said it was so good. It's like, we saw each other every day for 2 weeks. I told her too, hey, I don't want a relationship. She was fine with it. One night they're at his spot. Liz, the other woman he's seeing, shows up and says, I forgot some things at your spot. Very awkward. Carrie leaves.
Is there, yeah.
Yeah, she leaves. And he calls Carrie and she's like, just come to my place. 2 weeks later, he leaves Carrie. He gives her a kiss. He gets to work. And he receives an odd text message.
She texts me and says, let's move in together, which was very left field because we had already talked about that not happening. As soon as I can, I text her back and say, I'm not interested. Okay, and almost immediately, I get a message back that says, fine, I hate you. I'm dating someone else. I don't want to see you anymore. I didn't know what to think. I was blown away.
It gets worse. Carrie starts threatening him, saying, I'm going to make your life miserable like you hurt me. Then she starts threatening the ex, Liz, who stopped by the house that night to pick up her things, even burning her house down.
What?
Detectives can't find Carrie. According to her mom, she sent a message, said, I'm moving to Kansas. I don't want, you know, anything to do with anybody. Leaving her son behind, too.
Ooh, all right, Dorothy.
Now, Liz tells Dave, I can't take it anymore, and breaks it off. Because she's scared.
Rightfully so, yeah.
Yeah, so Dave's
people's houses are getting burned down.
Yeah. So Dave moves, starts a new life, finally feels good again, gets back on Plenty of Fish, meets someone.
He really got back on there?
He did. He sets a lunch date. Carrie messages while he's sitting there at the table. How does that coffee taste?
Nice. Oh.
She's watching him. Mm. She's watching him.
A commitment.
Okay. Remember, this all started in 2012. Now here we are, 2015. Flash forward. New detectives get assigned to the case. Carrie now begins to threaten Dave's ex-wife, Amy Flora, while she's simultaneously messaging her son. But Max, this little boy, starts to get suspicious.
All it said was hi, and she immediately wrote him back, hey, little man, how are you? He asked her to answer three questions to prove that it was really her, and she never responded to that message.
We're going to go back to the first girlfriend Dave starts seeing, Liz. She contacts police and says, I think Dave's ex, Amy, the wife, is the person doing all this. I don't believe that Carrie, after all this time, would be stalking him.
Like I said, they only dated for 2 weeks, and I don't understand why a person would still be stalking him almost 3 years later. I would find it more reasonable to believe that his kid's mom is going to be.
Now, Dave's ex-wife starts to receive threatening messages from Carrie, supposedly. Oh. And something crazier happens. Liz is shot, and she tells police, it is Dave's ex-wife. Amy, I'm telling you, this is who's doing it. So these new detectives, they're like, look, we need an IT person. We need to find out where all these emails coming from and text messages. And they end up tracking the emails to a police officer's home.
Oh.
And this police officer lives with Liz on and off.
Oh.
The first woman that Dave dated.
So it wasn't Amy.
That was my first suspicion.
It was not Amy, and it was not Carrie. Officers gained access to an old iPad. Liz had photos of Carrie's car, a photo of Carrie's foot, which had signs of rigor mortis. Liz, the entire time she murdered Carrie, pretended to be Carrie, and followed this man around for all these years, and then plotted to kill his ex-wife as well, just so he would be with her. Whole time. A jury found her guilty. She was sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole, and the judge even said this.
Ms. Goyer, what some people are capable is always confounded and mystified in court.
Poor Carrie. She was murdered.
Sad.
Here's her mother speaking after the sentencing.
She's got a life sentence now, but she also gave everybody else that loved Carrie a life sentence. She took Carrie's life. She gave my grandson a life sentence of not having his mother there. And all of the people that love her, we have to live with the nightmare that we have lived with for so long.
To this day, Carrie's remains were never recovered.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, Dunkin' Donuts is being sued for $100,000. A man named Paul said he went in, ordered his coffee, went and sat down in the bathroom to do the deed, and the toilet exploded while he was there.
Have some strong coffee.
That's exciting. You're the toilet fighting back for one. Stand up on your own.
No, listen, it was so bad that when he exited the bathroom, he was covered in fecal matter.
Oh,
and
dude.
The staff didn't want to help him.
Hell
of course not.
That's your job.
You can't pay me $14 an hour to help with that.
I'm quitting on site right now, bro. I'll quit. Fire me right now, dog. I'll go. These problems don't happen at Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. I'm grabbing a dozen on my way out.
That's why you pay more at the Big Bucks Coffee. The toilet is stable.
Well, here's to another situation. A judge in Oklahoma allegedly sent 500 texts during a murder trial.
What?
And now he's been asked to step down from the bench. I guess he was sending texts on people's appearances in the courtrooms. One of the texts actually said that the district attorney had baby hands. And another asked if a juror was wearing a wig. A part of the settlement with the state was that this judge can no longer run for public office or be a part of the judgeship, I guess, or any. I don't know how to say that.
He can't be elected a judge. He can't be a judge. I mean,
he can lead a great group chat, though, because those are all funny questions.
Well, instead of judging
the trial.
Imagine
you're on trial for murder, and the judge is sending out stupid text messages.
He's judging other people instead of the trial.
I like to imagine that I'm his friend that he's texting, like, oh, hey, what's What's up, dude? Yeah.
No.
That'd be great.
How are we going to get out of this one?
Well, speaking of getting out of crimes, we're going to go over to Kansas, where a couple has been charged with collecting a man's retirement while they kept his body in their home for 6 years.
What? No.
Yes, dog. So my man, his name was Mike Carroll, passed away in 2016, but Lynn Ritter, his daughter, and Kirk Ritter left his body in his bed for 6 years, allowing it to mummify while they collected his unemployment benefits and Social Security checks as well, which accumulated over $250,000.
And they got away with it because the judge Automatic was talking about was actually the person who was assigned the case. Just kidding. Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's been a long time Kanye West and Taylor Swift have been feuding. Remember this?
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Word is, they're back at it again. I got some audio I'm going to play for you right now. Best gossip, daily dirt, this and more. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Justina Valentine celebrating her birthday and Karol G celebrating birthday as well.
All right, happy birthday to Karol G. Let's start off talking about Kendall Jenner. Now, Super Bowl's been a while now, but these photos have started leaking because we didn't see the Kardashian suite the entire game, right? So little by little, there's pics coming out. Devin Booker, who Kendall Jenner was with for over a year before she was with Bad Bunny, was spotted in the same suite with Kendall. I don't think this was a bad breakup.
They weren't sitting together.
You know what would have been funny if Devin Booker would have handed her a Pepsi? Remember her old commercial? That would have been
sick. Now that would have been sick for sure. You think there's a possibility these two could be back on?
You tell me. You're the relationship expert, Dana.
I'm hoping that there's a possibility that these two will be back on.
I haven't had a girlfriend in 2 years. Don't ask me, dog.
All right, now we're going to talk about her ex-brother-in-law, Kanye West. Now, supposedly, he wanted to buy seats right below Taylor Swift's suite to troll her. Taylor Swift got word and had him moved.
So weird.
Now, the rumor gets even crazier because according to this person who leaked all this information, Kanye couldn't even get seats to the Super Bowl after that because of the power of T-Swift.
I saw that he was at the Super Bowl, though. He was there for sure, so there might be some truth to this.
Well, where was he seated?
He didn't have any seats.
No! You really think Taylor Swift is that influential?
Oh, 100%. That was the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
Not because Usher?
No.
Not because of the game, Kansas City? Not because of San Francisco 49ers?
No, it was not because of Brock Purdy and the 49ers. Taylor Swift got 54 seconds of TV time for celebrating, dog. She is. That's a Taylor Swift impact that she has on the world.
I was going to say, it's 123 million people watch. It's the most watched TV event of all time.
But Beyonce still had a better video.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're ready to play Who's Lying. We got free DCS merch to give away.
Yes.
Calling our contestant, is this Dahlia?
Yes.
Dahlia, are you ready to play Who's Lying? Are you ready to do this?
Dahlia.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That sounded exasperated. I need excitement, dude.
She's like, oh, I forgot I signed up for this.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to trick me?
We're not going to trick you. We're going to tell you the truth.
Anthony always makes it seem like he is doing so great as a single man, and then it turns out, nope. So
that's not a Cupid's arrow. That's that smoke coming from
Okay. Like, we want to
be really listens.
We want to be your favorite morning show. We're a brand new morning show. You got to get to know who we are. We're gonna go around the room, tell you a little story about ourselves. Catches somebody's fibbing. My name is Dana Cortez, and I'm married to DJ Automatic. And I still remember 1 year. I was at Walgreens, and I saw this big, giant brown bear. It's almost the size of me and had a pink heart in the middle, and it says, I love you. And I bought it for him, and I bought him a card and some chocolates. And the other day, we're moving. We were getting stuff ready, and he said, whose stupid bear is this? And I said, it's yours! It hurt my heart!
DJ Automatic here. The most romantic thing I've ever done for Dana is one time I rented us a cabin, and I took us up there for Valentine's Day, and you know, I took her to Pound Town.
Oh,
we're up
my
there.
Oh, no! Wait.
Not romantic at all.
But mission accomplished, DJ Automatic. Well done, brother.
You're welcome.
Yo, what up,
Dana?
Anthony A. And the most thoughtful thing I've ever done for a woman on Valentine's Day was surprise her with a homemade meal and also got Olive Garden salad because she really appreciated that, along with her favorite color palette of roses.
So. All right, Dahlia, if you guess who's lying, you win DCS merch. Who's lying?
I think your husband, because I think he's more romantic than that.
Oh,
you're right.
She's so good.
for me for Valentine's Day.
My presents on Valentine's Day is your present.
Dang.
That's the most
husband. You gotta get it together.
Damn. She's like two for two. She does not miss.
She really listens.
Oh, nice. We appreciate you, man.
Dahlia, what's the most romantic thing someone's done for you for Valentine's Day?
My husband's always just giving me money.
Oh man. That is the most romantic thing.
That's a way to a woman's heart right there.
That's right. Cash is a way to my heart, baby. Dahlia, thank you so much for making us your new number one morning show. I love you. Thank you for listening.
Every day.
If you want to play Who's Lying, call us 877-730-DCS1. Leave us a message. We could pick you next week. Yay. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have the perfect restaurant to take your Valentine's Day love to. We'll tell you what it is in food news. Time for hottest hashtags on your Wednesday. Happy Valentine's Day. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
Happy Valentine's Day, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so yesterday we got the inflation report and it fell to 3.1%, but that's not enough. The feds want it down in the twos, so we're not going to see rate cuts for loans. The economy is strong, moving in the right direction. Rent is going down, but not fast enough for anybody. No. Just we need to go a little bit faster here. So landlords, step up.
Just lower the rent a little bit. Rent across the country is down a little
bit.
It is like
down,
5%.
But not enough. We need it down more.
I'm moving apartments because of my rent situation. So,
yeah, and you're going to go to a better place probably with better rent every month,
I would say cheaper place. that's where I'm going.
And that's what you got to do. Stick it to these people. All right, DJ Automatic Food News.
I got the perfect place to take your lover.
What's up?
Taco Bell has just released 12 new items.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm not going to go through all 12 of them.
Speaking of cheap.
I really
had.
Oh, you built up some hope automatic when you asked that question. But nope, Taco Bell, dude.
What are these 12 items that you are so excited about?
Well, here are three of my favorites. They got the cheesy chicken crispinada. They got the crispy chicken nuggets now. And now they have a cheesy street chalupa.
Did you say crispinada?
Yes.
Ooh. I don't want nada from Taco Bell on Valentine's Day. I'm down. But not today. Guys, you got to step that up. This is my husband. This is what I have to look forward to tonight.
But what if you can't afford that? What if you can't afford it? Like,
give me a card. Okay. And I love Taco Bell, but just write out a little card or something.
Damn. It's a thought that counts, Dana.
Nobody's thinking about you if they take you to Taco Bell for
I can get you extra hot sauce.
Says the woman who gave her husband a big teddy bear. Like, that's not that thoughtful of a gift for Valentine's Day. That's something I gave my middle school girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, all right,
come on.
If you would have come with the cheesy street chalupa, I would have been like, oh, that is love.
He would have dropped his pants right here. Well, I'd have left first, but I don't know what you'd have done, but I would have threw it back for that.
All right, then. Threw it back.
Or maybe. I don't know how y'all
throw
do
it back.
I don't know what y'all do in there.
I don't throw it back.
I do. National Day, Anthony A.
Right. Of course it is Valentine's Day, so we celebrate love.
It is.
You know what's some? What's the Taco Bell, dog?
Exactly.
And, but listen, I don't know if it's ironic or what it is, but coincidentally, it's also Ash Wednesday, so.
Can you have sexy time with ashes on your forehead? Is that permitted by the church?
Yeah, you can.
You better check the Bible for that one.
With some ashes on your forehead and Taco Bell in your tummy. Let's make some love, baby.
You're going to make something. That's for sure. All right, don't forget, it's Black History Month. I want to talk about Garrett Morgan. You know, Garrett Morgan actually invented a gas mask. He called it a safety hood. And later, it was a blueprint for World War I gas masks all the way back in 1923. Hey. Look that
and
man
And if you're
up.
Really kinky, you can pull one out today, too.
Don't do that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My husband, DJ Automatic, is so not romantic that we sat around this room trying to figure out how to talk about crazy crimes of passion on Valentine's Day.
Blame it on me, huh?
He didn't even think about Valentine's Day. So
you know what we need to do? We need to do last minute gift ideas because I still haven't gotten you anything.
See what I mean?
What can you get for Valentine's Day at the gas station?
Yeah. Or Walgreens.
Hey, now.
Walgreens. We've been shouting out Walgreens all day. You can get some good gift ideas there. Okay, DJ Automatic husband. What have you come up with?
Oh.
I just asked for advice.
Don't worry,
I'm swallowing all nervously. Anthony, I help your friend
here. I got you. And this advice, DJ Automatic, will lead to your lady swallowing. So here we go. One, it doesn't matter about the price of the gift. What matters is the thought behind the gesture. So what you want to do is focus on a little thing that will show your lover that you really know and appreciate them. So that could be a small thing from like chapstick,
you know, maybe her favorite energy drink, some good snackaroos.
There is something in particular that Dana's been asking for a long time that I have not gotten her.
Cards? Chicks love cards.
Oh, like dude. Where you like write it out, write like it your up, feelings.
You know what I'm saying? Do a
get
little,
sappy with it.
Yeah, nice little inside joke, little jaws in there.
Anthony, automatic buys funny cards like you're a weenie. Like things like that. Those are the cards I get for Valentine's Day, Christmas, and all the above.
Well, is it not more fun? Or do you want?
Well, how about this? If you do get a weenie card, hey, I'm your weenie. Let me slice your buns. We're
there
moving.
There you go.
We're moving.
You should write that card
baby.
Right there.
Hey, dog.
That's a good one.
This isn't Hallmark. It's Homie Mark.
Anything else you can think of, DJ Automatic, Anthony, that automatic can get me today, last minute since we're here?
I need help, man.
Buy a bunch of Diet Coke, dog.
Diet Soda's good.
Soda's good one.
Let me right Google there. This.
Hit the vending machine right quick.
Hold on.
I promise you I won't have tuna for a week. How about that?
Oh God, the cat food you eat. That would be great. Hold on. Let me Google this. How can I make my man more romantic? Get realistic. Seriously? What the hell? Even Google's against me. I swear to God it says that.
No, it doesn't. Let me see your phone. Oh, it does.
I don't. That is horrible.
I really thought that was just a bad joke.
It's not. It is a bad joke. That's what it says right here, I swear. 877-730-DCS1. Last minute romantic gift ideas for Valentine's Day. Tap in. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.